Hello, it's David.
Hey, David, it's Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good, Chris. How's it going?
Good. Not bad. It's Friday, and weather's beautiful now, which is good. I don't think any more rain. Hopefully. I don't know. I feel like the weather's definitely changing here in California, so I think it'll be good weather moving forward. Hopefully no more rain, right?
Yeah. Southern California is awesome, and it's probably going to warm up. But it's unseasonable. Anyway. Hopefully I can bolster my schedule with work. So what do you got for me?
Yeah. So basically what we talked about last Friday was regarding, the Google placement. So the first thing we would do is create what's called a Google business profile. And that's where the little red dot. And what we're going to do is we're going to program that. So for whatever keywords you want to come up for, and that's what I wanted to ask you. So, I see that you have, a listing on Facebook, right? I think you have the gray LA hat. I think that's you, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So I just want to confirm one thing. So, is the company name, Arum West, Wave West Enterprises? Is that correct? Or is that, are you
it's
going
actually,
by that?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, well, you know, I used to have the business name I Do Windows, but after the pandemic, the office that I went originally to register in kind of like went away, and then I went to another office and they were closed. So
okay.
I haven't been able to re-up my registered name of I Do Windows. So I really am just using I Do Windows as a catchphrase. On an ad. So I just paid for, I don't know if this was a good idea, but I just paid for, advertising in a magazine for a 700 house, home site. In other words, it's kind of a retirement, but it's for people with, you know, upscale people. I think it's even on a golf course. And so I advertised to 700 people. Hopefully by the middle of April, I'll start hearing or getting calls down there. So what my name, the business name or the business, my business name is Arum Wave West Enterprises, which is my corporate name that's LLC generated.
Okay.
So really, I don't mind using I Do Windows as a catchphrase because I don't see anyone else using something like that.
Okay.
I mean, I even thought about Got Dirty Windows or something like that, but you know,
I like I Do Windows. That sounds catchy. That's pretty.
Yeah. What I could also do is I could probably send you a picture of the ad or the idea of the ad that they wanted to put together for me down there. I could send it to you, and you could have an idea of what I'm using the I Do Windows as a catchphrase.
Okay.
And then my business name is at the bottom because I'm paying for a third page ad. So that's a chunk of page. So who could not see that? So you know, it's going to cost me, but you know, hopefully it'll pay for itself, you know, repeatedly throughout the weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, It just depends. I mean, if you're targeting with the magazine, I think you'd be targeting more of a mature crowd, you know, looks at magazines. With Google, it's you're attracting the digital crowd, meaning the people that are on phones and want to look up your company and look up your services. I would say about 70-80% of the people use Google for the most part, and then you do have a percentage that use magazines or they look at other things as well. So, can definitely get business both ways. So, do you want me to stick with I Do Windows as a business name to list on Google? Is that?
Yeah, because I don't think anybody else would be using it.
No,
and if so,
there's not. I just looked into it.
I don't think anybody is. And I got that phrase from when I was a little kid. I saw a commercial, and the commercial was a homeowner talking to a maid, and the maid said, "I don't do windows." So serious. I'm a little kid. I'm 60 years old. I'm 60 plus years old, but it just stuck with me. So it's a phrase I use, and I have it on all my older business cards. I'm not going to use after they're gone, but for now, I'm just going to use it as a catchphrase, and we can just, we can Sam, I do windows. That's fine. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. So, that's not a fun issue. Yeah.
So the key words would probably be, I'll let you do the talking.
No, that's fine. You need to hear from me. Yeah. You're fine. It's just, that's exactly, you beat me to the punch. So, so what we're going to do is we're going to run all the keywords are pretty much the services you offer. And what we do is we run them into our Google Analytics. So we'll know how people are searching online. We're not going to guess since we have access to their back office. I just want you to give me some of the services you wanted to come up for. Obviously, window cleaning. I've seen a couple things about screen repair. Do you also do that as well or no?
Yes.
Okay. And is that commercial or residential?
I do. Yeah, I do window cleaning, which is commercial and residential.
Okay.
I do, like you said, screen repair and build, window screen repair and build. I do pressure washing, and I do solar panel cleaning. I also do other stuff if customers need it. I do gutter cleaning, but it's not on the top of my list. It's really dirty. It's really it's hard to do. There's a few people that do it, but if you look at Thumbtack they have people that do that.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're always shooting me. Yeah. Anyway, those are the four main things I do. Window cleaning, screen repair and build, pressure washing, and solar panel cleaning.
Got it. Okay. All right. And then, I'll put this in the notes here for our text. And then what they do is they pretty much run how people are actually searching it and their keyword phrases, right? Because what we're typing in might not be what people are actually looking up on Google, so we'll know how they're searching for that online.
Right. I mean, the two words window cleaning should cover, that should get a lot of,
Yeah.
But I do windows. It's not, I don't change windows. I do windows. I clean them.
Right. Yeah, that's not an issue. I mean, that's just the catchphrase, the name, and then, obviously it's all based on the keywords that are going to go to the algorithm on Google. So no issue on that. Okay. And then how far are you willing to travel for new clients, or what do you think would be a good mile radius? I know you're in Menifee, but how far away from Menifee would you want to go?
Well, I'd like to keep it within like 45 minutes. I mean, that's, for some people that's far. I mean, I have customers that are an hour and a half away, and a lot of my customers are way out in the Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage area. And I know I'll start getting calls from some of those folks too as spring approaches, because a lot of those people, they go live somewhere else during the summer. They're not there in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to keep it within 30 to 45 minutes Menifee.
Yeah.
Because Menifee, there's tens of thousands of customers here. Just south of where I live, or I should say west of where I live, between where I live and Lake Elsinore, there's like 10 to 30,000 homes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give me several of those
customers a week, and I'd be happy as a clam.
And that's exactly what we're going to do for you. And with this is placing you on that very first as a top recommended option. That's definitely going to get you repetitive customers coming in, and then that's going to create a whole book of business for referrals too, right? Because that's just how it is, the word of mouth.
Yes.
So that's going to be awesome as well. Okay,
that's right.
And then as far as hours of operation, how when would you be able to take phone calls from your clients? It's just Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or the hours that you think you could take phone calls from your clients?
Taking phone calls anywhere from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., I guess.
Oh, okay.
For phone calls.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, 8 to 5, with an hour of lunch if you're talking about a work day.
Workday. Okay. So we'll put it at
like
5.
Yeah, kind of like banker's hours, but not. I'm not a. But yeah, 8 to 5 is a good. It's a good time frame.
Okay, that's not an issue. And
what do you, or do you recommend? Do you recommend keep making it later? Because I have stuff that I do for myself in the evening. I don't want to get calls, out, you know, when I'm sitting down to eat or out with friends or out at a meeting or something.
Yeah, so, you know, I think people are will be respectful of your time. So, like, you know, 5 o'clock is a pretty good time frame, right? I mean, you know, that way if you got things that, you know, there is if after 5 you have a cutoff, then, you know, I would not suggest putting any hours after the 5. But if you
right.
probably, maybe, if need, you could probably do up to 6. And here's the reason why. A lot of people get off work 4 or 5, and they're kind of like talking to the wife, like, hey, when are you going to clean the house? When are you going to clean the windows? Right? They have more of those conversations, and that just gives you an extra hour of phone calls. But it's obviously they'll call you, they'll book a quick appointment, get a, you know, and go from there.
Right. So 6 would probably be fine. After 6, I don't want to, I really would rather, I will just watch the phone ring, and I'll watch
right.
the, you know, I don't, because I will just, I've kind of set myself up for after 6 or after 5, I really don't take calls. If they call and leave a message, great. I'll either text them back or call them back in the next day.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I usually do it. That's how I've been doing it.
That's not an issue. Absolutely. I see that you have a lot of pictures on your Yelp listing. You've actually done restaurants too, like a Chili's, right? I see that you've done.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
I used to. Okay. I was doing Chili's probably right after a little, let's see, when was that? Yeah, that was like right after or kind of during the pandemic. And when the management changed, they never called me back. So I just said, whatever. But yeah, I could do all kinds of things like that. I'm actually waiting for, to hear from my local Rubio's right now. Because their windows are filthy and I'm a regular customer.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I emailed them a letter and basically said that what I'm willing to do and how often and then the pricing. So haven't heard back from them yet. Yeah, but restaurants, they're having a tough time, I think, right now.
Well, it just depends. Depends on the area. Depends on how much traffic they're getting through. And, you know, that has a lot to do with it. So we'll be able
to get
you
for traffic.
Right. You know, they do, but there's certain restaurants that get more traffic than others, right? So, you know, you got some restaurants that just, it's more frequently and you got busy customers and they want their stuff to look nice and clean. So we'll be able to put you for commercial as well. So when people are looking for that, they'll be able to contact you for those jobs as well.
Great.
And the hours 8 to 6, but is it Monday through Friday only or do you, right?
Yes.
Okay, Monday through Friday. I just want to confirm that. Okay. And then as far as the logo for the business, do you have any logos that or we can help you create a logo as well at no additional cost? So
I have a logo. I mean, you're talking about graphic logo?
Yeah, like the logo for your business? Yeah, like a graphic logo?
Well, the logo I like and I've always gone to is, and I can shoot you pictures of my card and my truck sticker, my truck magnet. And that's what I like. It's like blue, white, blue, and orange. And there's a squeegee on the picture. Mm-hmm. It's like a squeegee that's, you know, clearing off a window. So I'll shoot you those designs. I mean, I want to kind of keep it like that, if possible.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But something light blue and orange. I kind of like orange, so.
Okay.
So, I can definitely do that. So, anyway, what else? What else do you have?
So I got that because we're going to build a website for you. And so the pictures that you have on Facebook, we'll use some of those as well. We'll have some of the pictures you have on your Yelp listing. And then if you do have any other pictures, you can always send them. We're gonna have what's called an onboarding call with one of our techs as well. We'll figure out what's the best time for you and as well as the technician. That way they can create the website, get all the pictures. So you don't have to necessarily send them right now to me. It's just something to just keep in mind to have as we're building everything for you. Okay? So just want to throw it out there. So I got a lot of these things in here already in place. Your last name's LaBounty, right? I just want to confirm.
L-A-B-O. Yep, big L, little A, big B, all together.
Okay. All right. So I got that already as well. And then one of the things I wanted to ask you was for, So Google's going to go ahead and verify that you're in Menifee. They're not going to showcase your address. But what's a good address for you, for the business?
And you need this just for your files?
Yeah, exactly. So Google's going to send you, they're going to verify, they're going to put a circle around where the business is located, but they're not going to showcase your address. You're not a brick and mortar, meaning like you got customers aren't going to go to you. It's just for Google to verify that.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
It's 29310
okay.
Murrieta Road.
Got it.
That's in Menifee, 92586.
Got it. Okay. Murrieta Road. Menifee. Okay. Yeah, I got a coworker that lives in Menifee. He's been, he moved out there from Orange County. He said he loves it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's quieter than Orange County, but it's also getting crowded.
Yeah, no, tell me about it. I was looking, you know, since you work, you live in that area, I was this close to buying a home in Lake Elsinore. Because one of the things I wanted to do, and I love the water. I just can't afford living on the beach.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, Lake Elsinore is, but you know what? Here's mm-hmm. something to think about. If you,
yeah.
if you ever change your mind,
mm-hmm.
the beach is 50 minutes away, tops.
Okay.
That's it. And I'll tell you how to get there.
Really?
The Ortega Highway, baby.
Oh,
I just
you're
had a,
right.
I did a big stupid job yesterday in Capistrano. I have a regular customer over there. She has
yeah.
a big old stupid house as a practically a villa. But
oh
I go over
God.
There probably at least once a year, and I have taken care of her for a few years now. But going
God.
Over the Ortega is 45 minutes from freeway to freeway. I'm serious. 45
wow.
minutes.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Yeah, you're right. The Ortega Highway. You're absolutely right about
that. It's a fun drive. It's a drive for guys. I mean, women take it too, but you know, they go slower than guys. And if I had a bike, I'd take my motorcycle over it. It'd be sweet.
Oh yeah,
but I don't yet.
I
don't yet. Don't have that going on yet. But yeah, 45 minutes. If for my house to there is about a round hour. From Menifee to there.
Oh, okay. That's not bad at all. Yeah, I didn't really think
nope.
about that.
No, you don't have to go around or go south or go north or anything. That's way too far out of the way, I think. To go to
yeah.
Orange County, ugh. Or to go to you know, Dana Point or Capistrano, mm-hmm. it's an hour. That's it.
Yeah, it is. It is. Wow. Now that's a good. I didn't really think about that. You just got to find ways to go around. You know, that's basically
yep.
what it is. Okay.
That's it. That's right.
All right. Well, I got, and then I just had the system ask me, but you know, the system asked me, you are willing to take on more jobs, right? It's a stupid question, but they asked that.
Well, like as opposed to what I have now, cause I don't have that much right now. I've lost tons of customers
mm-hmm.
from, you know, I don't know. What do they call it? You lose somebody to, oh, I forgot the word. Anyway, I've had older customers. I've lost a lot of them to death. I've lost a lot of them because they moved or they went into a home or something. Because, you know, older people, they can't clean their windows. It's physical.
Oh, no, it is.
It takes a lot of moving.
Not only that, but if you have a two-story home, like even getting on a ladder, like here's the thing.
Yep.
I bought my home in May. And I put
yep.
Christmas lights. And I'm a very short guy. I'm not very tall. All right. And I work out a lot. So I built, you know, it's like I'm 215, but, you know, I do lift
yeah.
a lot of weights. But
sure.
getting on a ladder, that's just not my cup of tea. Like, I almost literally fell and broke my ankle on just – it's just crazy. Especially in the high desert, you know, you have, like, the dirt's not really solid. It's more like of a
no,
sand, you know?
It's kind of powdery and sandy.
Powder,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
yep.
you know, you just... It's
and you have to...
You
can't be afraid of it. And I'm not afraid of heights like that.
That's my biggest fear.
It's just fine. I don't... It doesn't scare me. I used to build scaffold when I was doing lath and plaster way back in the day when I was in my younger days. So
right.
building scaffold is, you know, you have to have some balance and a little power and... You have to be able to walk on the scaffold, and I
yeah.
was used to it. So,
wow. So for you, it's you know, you that's See, I got friends and family. Not a biggie. For me, I even getting on an airplane, I'm like freaking out. It's just, I don't know. Heights, I don't even get on roller coasters to tell you that. Like,
yeah, I don't mind roller coasters, and I've been on jet travel. Yeah, I've done some jet travel, but nothing major. I was afraid to do it for a long time, and anyway, another side story.
Another story. Yeah. All right. Well, I got everything here in place already. So, what I got to do is I got to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is basically outlining everything that we're going to do for your business, cross the T's and dot the I's, and then we'll schedule what's called an onboarding call whenever you have time. And that way, that'd be next week. That way, you can talk to one of our technicians, get everything going. Once again, you don't have to send me any information right now as far as pictures or logo or anything like that. We'll make sure that onboarding call goes smooth. And then this 90-second voice verification, once again, if there's any questions you have about it, you can always let me know, and I'll be able to clarify that for you. You're also going to receive, once we get everything going, you'll receive all your invoices, onboarding, everything. Like, you'll have everything in writing, okay? It does read the following, right? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I do windows.
Okay. Please state your name and the title within the business.
David LaBounty, owner.
Okay, thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay, now it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary? This is mainly at the beginning of the phone, of your campaign, all right?
Yes.
All right. So it does say, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do for you, David, is we're going to have a security question for you, meaning anytime we call you or give you a follow-up call, we have a security question and you will provide the answer. So you get to choose from three questions. You could put your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, your first pet's name. What would be best for the business?
We could do my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Spunky.
Spunky. Okay.
I'm serious. I remember. I still remember the little dude. I was like 5 or 6, and he.
Do you remember what kind of dog it was?
No, it was a cat.
That's a
black
cat?
And white
okay,
cat.
Gotcha. Okay.
Black and white cat.
That's awesome. So if
yeah,
anybody
you're laughing
called
at me.
You. No, it just sounds funny. Spunky. Like, I never heard that.
Spunky.
Spunky.
My parents named it. I didn't have any say over that.
Any say over that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So if anybody calls you, once again, you ask, hey, what's my security question? Everybody should know the company. It's Spunky. Okay. So as part of the verification process, they get you on Google. So Google might ask for pictures of your work truck, maybe your business cards, things like that, just to know that you're a real human, not an AI-operated, business. If we do ask for the information, it's just very basic information, okay? And I do have you at a discounted rate at $299, so this would be, once again, a flat rate. We don't charge per lead, per phone call. What's included with this is Google, that first page placement. We're going to build a full customized website for you, get your Facebook ads, get you on Yelp marketing. We'll get you on Apple Maps. We'll get you on Google Home and then also Bing. So this will cover all of your online presence that you need, okay? Now, with that being said, I do want to let you know that you can discontinue your agreement at any time by calling customer support. And the number that I've been texting you is our number, the 877 number, okay?
Okay.
So if you need to get a hold of me directly, all you would press is my extension 247, and you'll be able to get a hold of me at any given moment, okay? So I just want to
And are you going to send me some sort of transcript of this on to my email?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to get that, yeah, here in the next few seconds.
And what email are you going to use?
We've been in the email I've been corresponding with. Here, I got it. Give me 1 second. I got ECHE07 at Yahoo. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's the email I sent the recap of what we were when we spoke last Friday. So everything's good here as far as like the voice verification, and then we're going to book for your onboarding. In order to secure the payment for the $299, would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works for you?
I have to check on that because I have a couple cards that are locked, and the usage is not great. But let me – you're not going to charge me right this second, are you?
Well, we have to secure the listing, and then what we do is we do your onboarding call. But you receive everything in writing, too. Like, there's no to pay for the service.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to unlock a card, so that might take some time. Do you mind waiting?
Yeah, no problem. I'm here, yeah. Do you have online banking as well, or do you have to call the bank?
Yeah, I have online banking, but I'm not worried about the bank. I'm going to open up a Capital One card.
Okay.
Do you take that, right? I mean, they're good. The cards are good. Otherwise, I wouldn't suggest using them.
Yeah, the Capital One card, it's if it's a Visa, MasterCard logo on there, you know, yeah, that's fine. As long as it has a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express logo on there, you can use a Capital One. I don't know, quite sure. I have a Capital One. Let me see what bank they are. Or what – I'm not quite sure what it – I think it's a Visa, the one that I have. Yeah, I think it's a Visa. Okay,
so let's see here. Okay. Get off. Let's do...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one second. Let me...
Sure, take your time.
Not this one. Okay, I can't find the number on there. One second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, we're going to use this one. I'm going to unlock it, and we're going to use it. So I'm going to unlock that. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. So does it have a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, got it. Yeah, so I'm ready, and I'll repeat that for accuracy.
5156.
Okay.
7698.
Okay.
1634.
Okay.
5137.
Okay.
And is that the total cost?
Yeah, it's you were charging $299 flat. There's no hidden fees, extra fees, lead
nothing
cost,
monthly.
Oh yeah, so it's $299. Yeah, on a month-to-month basis. There's no contracts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is going to start immediately, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're going to start working on your campaign. We're going to go ahead and schedule a client onboarding call for next week, and we start immediately on your campaign. Absolutely.
All right. The date or the validation date is 3/29.
Okay.
And the security code is 820.
820. Okay, sounds good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you an invoice, too, as well. You get everything in writing, too. Question for you. As far as your client onboarding call, what works best for you, mornings, evenings, afternoons? What is best for you?
Let's see. Let me look. Oh, shit. Now I'm at home.
No worries.
I'm in three different things on my phone, and you're making me jump through. One second.
Sorry about that.
Let me open up my calendar. Just hold on one second. I'm using a tablet, which is on right now. So today's the 27th, right?
Yes, sir. The 27th. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the last day of the month.
Damn.
If Monday's too busy, we could do Tuesday, Wednesday, it's literally a 30-minute phone call, yeah.
So let's do Monday about 3 o'clock, same time?
Monday at 3 o'clock.
If that's possible.
Yeah. Let me look at the calendar. Okay. Yeah, I could schedule in you for Monday, 3 p.m. All right, I'll put it there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a reminder as well for Monday at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., excuse me. All right.
3 o'clock Monday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Monday. Okay, did you receive your invoicing and everything as well? You should receive a welcome email via tax and via email as well. So I just want
to
make sure.
To the 877 number?
Yep, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I just got it. One second.
Okay.
Let me look. Oops.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, local splash welcome. Does that mean the card
yep.
worked?
Yeah, you got a welcome email. Yep, everything worked.
Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be about the end of the month of each month or the beginning of each month? The billing?
The end of the, no, the end, yeah. It's not going to be
the end of the month.
Yep.
So about the 27th?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
If you have any issues, you could always, I just text you my phone number as well. So you'll get it.
Right.
I'll be your point of contact. So if you need me, you can talk to me. As far as technical stuff, I'm sorry, I'm not a technician, okay? So I'm not the person
right.
that's going to program you on Google and do the, you know, we do have technicians specifically for that are certified Google technicians, okay? Okay. So everything's good to go. I'm also sending you, once again, that reminder for that client onboarding call Monday at 3 p.m.
Yep.
And then, once again, that's just going to get everything going for your website. One of the things I do suggest is if you have the logo, pictures of work you've done, things like that, that would be great. So when we're building the website, we have all the information. And they'll send you links. They'll still guide you through the whole process as well. Okay. Another suggestion to you, David, before I let you go, is we have our Local Splash app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, if you go to the App Store and type in Local Splash, you could download
okay.
the app. And everything's tracked through the app. Like, literally, all the phone calls you're getting, the leads, everything's through the app, which is really cool.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, everything's good to go here, David. Thank you for giving me the time out of your day. I hope you have a great weekend, and then we'll talk on Monday to get you that onboarding call with our technician, okay?
So you guarantee 10 calls a week, right? I'm messing with you now.
I'm pretty sure.
I better get three to five calls a week, man.
You'll,
I mean, you know,
you'll definitely get business. Like, here, I've been here for 7 years since 2018.
Right? All right. Oh, that's a good vote of confidence. All right, I like
that.
2018.
So I signed up a lot of family members that have construction, concrete, pavers, landscaping, a lot of landscaping, and they're
that's
doing
good.
Well. Even a couple cousins that have tattoo shops, and they're doing very, very well. One's
wow.
actually was
tattoo
able to
shops.
Tattoo a couple basketball players, like LeBron James. He's tattooed him and a couple other big basketball stars. So I know
wow.
it would work for you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't, I'll call you at 2 o'clock tomorrow or in a month. I'll call you at 2 o'clock in the morning to wake your ass up out of bed. Say, hey, man.
Absolutely.
This crap ain't working, brother.
Blow me up. Blow me up. I'm definitely here for you. I'm never gonna
go. Send me all your info. I mean, I'm just gonna use it appropriately,
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hold me accountable. Hold me to the fire. Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully this will be fun and we'll have a good relationship and I can, there's a couple other entities that I've kind of
okay.
joined up other than the magazine. That's kind of in stone now. But there's a like constant contact. I'm not going to use them. And Thumbtack, I'm not going to use them either because they just
Yeah, it's more of an app. People have to download the app. And with this, it's more organically. You're promoting your own company as a sole entity, and you'll be listed on Google. So let's say you were to cancel our service in the near future, you have everything in place. So if people look your business up, look any of the information for your company, you'll have that listing. You see, so you're what you're doing here is you're promoting your own business as a sole entity versus having to pay a middleman to promote that your business on their platform. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
what it would do for you. So
right.
it would be good.
Yep. Well, hopefully a lot of people will be saying, Alexa, find me a window cleaner.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, people have that.
I have to
You'll
do that quietly
because
I have a smart speaker in my room in my office, so I have to be careful. Anyway, appreciate
right.
the call.
You as well, David. We'll definitely be in touch. We'll talk to you next week at 3 p.m.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.